political strategist to Republican politics, and recently elected the 60th chairman of the Republican National Committee. It's an honor to welcome to this program Mike Duncan. Mike, thanks for holding. I appreciate it, and thanks for joining us.
Coy, good to be with you.
So tell us, Mike, from where you sit, what's going on with the race to the White House?
Well, you heard John McCain today in one of the great rallies that we had in Virginia. We had two great rallies today. Say that we've got them exactly where we want them. We're always, John McCain is always better fighting as the underdog, and he said today that he was down a little bit in the polls, but he talked about fighting for America, and I think that was what the speech was all about today, that he's fighting for a more prosperous, better America for all of us, for what's right, to clean up the mess of corruption in Washington, to get our economy out of the ditch, to get our children's future secure, for justice, and to defend our country. I thought it was just an outstanding speech today.
Yeah, and is this John McCain and Sarah Palin both in Virginia today? And this is sort of different for us, Mike, here in Virginia, to actually be one of those swing states. I mean, we certainly wouldn't have expected it. I mean, Virginia has gone Republican since, I think, 64, has never really been in play since that time. What are your thoughts on what the Republicans need to do here in Virginia specifically to try to win over some of these Virginia independents?
Well, they have to make sure that we get our message out that the values of our Republican candidates, particularly John McCain and Sarah Palin, mirror the values of the people in Virginia, that our principles and our positions are the same as the people of Virginia when it comes to energy policy, for example, that we want all of the above, drill now, more nuclear, clean coal technology, which is important in parts of Virginia, solar, wind, and battery-powered cars, that we understand that we're in a transition. Most of all, we have to talk about the economy, the fact that we've got to do something to keep people in their homes. People are hurting right now, and eventually this leads to job loss if we don't do something about this right away, and you don't do that by massive tax increases. And Barack Obama made a great speech in Toledo today, and I've watched it twice. I was just watching it before I called you. But I can't figure out what he really said. It sounded great, and the goals were good, but where are the specifics? I'm afraid that he's hiding the idea that all of his proposals require massive, massive tax increases, which actually creates the disincentive for jobs. And, you know, this happened once before in the Great Depression. We were isolationists, which Barack Obama tends to be on his foreign policy, and we tried to increase taxes. That doesn't work. We've got to get people back to work.
We're talking with Mike Duncan, chairman of the Republican National Committee, and the phone lines are open if you've got a comment or a question. Mike, explain to us, now underscore these differences. What would John McCain do differently in Washington than Barack Obama, specifically when it comes to the economy? Because, you know, the polls have been definitely trending towards Obama with this bad economic news. A lot of independents, a lot of Americans blaming the Republicans and traditional deregulators like John McCain for the mess on Wall Street. Why is John McCain then the answer to the solution to the problem we have?
Well, John McCain has put out very specific proposals on this. On the home ownership plan last week, he talked about the fact that we needed to have a way of making sure that people were able to stay in their homes, people who got in their homes legitimately the first time, and that they are able to pay, but maybe they can't pay because of the diminished value of their homes now, that we need to use that money for Main Street as opposed to Wall Street. But most importantly, the big difference between the two has to do with taxes. Presidents all the way back to John Kennedy have understood that when you're in an economic downturn or recession, that you don't add additional tax burden because that stifles capital formation and puts more people out of work. And Barack Obama still today, in the speech that he made in Toledo, did not rule out the tax increases, and that has to be part of his plan because he's got a $1 trillion worth of spending proposals that, you know, that he's wanting to do. And how do you pay for those during an economic downturn? So that's one of the big differences. Also, energy. This whole thing of energy in the economy. John McCain understands that the new economy will create a lot of green jobs, and he talks about that with our new nuclear plants, wanting to have 40 some nuclear plants in the next 30 years to help us with our energy independence. He understands that we've got to have better battery-powered cars, and we'll offer an incentive for that in the country. But we also have to drill more. We have to produce clean coal technology. So he's been very specific in his proposals, and Barack Obama has not.
We're talking with Mike Duncan. He's chairman of the Republican National Committee. As to foreign affairs, the two wars currently ongoing in Iraq and Afghanistan, Afghanistan only getting worse, much worse, the generals on the ground say. What does John McCain want to do? And again, help us understand from your perspective the differences between, you know, a McCain administration and an Obama administration.
Well, it starts with this idea that we're living in a dangerous world and we are part of the world. We cannot be isolationists during this time. We have a one-world economy, and we're recognizing that now. And the dangers in the world affect us and others. And Afghanistan is one of the breeding grounds, just like Iraq has been, for terrorists. And we've probably got to put more troops over there because that we're getting better in Iraq. The surge worked in Iraq, and probably the next front force on the war on terror has to do with making sure that Afghanistan is taken care of. The difference is that John McCain has been involved in all of the major foreign policy decisions over the last 20 years, and Barack Obama's not. He's been in the Senate for 3 years. He's been somewhat naive. He talks about meeting with leaders of rogue states unilaterally without preconditions, states that want to do away with the state of Israel, states that certainly aren't our friends. He was subcommittee chairman of an important committee having to do with Afghanistan and that part of the world. He didn't hold meetings on that subcommittee. So I think he's inexperienced. He has a thin resume. And I believe that most people understand that John McCain is in a better position on foreign policy and understands the fundamental freedoms that we're fighting for better than Barack Obama.
My guest is Mike Duncan. He is chairman of the Republican National Committee, and we're honored to have him on the program. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Mike, let's talk a little political strategy. You are one of the experts, obviously, on the Republican side. Bill Kristol's recent commentary, one of the most respected, well-known Republican leaders, conservative leaders in America, writes a column that says John McCain should fire his campaign and essentially says he is being disserved by the folks who are leading the strategy for him. Want to get your reaction to that article, and then let's hear your advice for the McCain campaign.
Well, Bill is an old friend of mine. I've worked with Bill previously, and I disagree with him on this. With 23 days to go in the campaign, all campaigns, when they're behind, get a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking and get a lot of advice. Look, John McCain has been in this position before. People wrote him off more than a year ago, July, when his campaign was said to be dead. He came back, and the reason that he keeps coming back is because he's a fighter. He fights for people, and he understands people. John McCain has to get his message out to the American people. The next opportunity is the debate that will happen Wednesday in New York, and I think you're going to see that format is much better for the true John McCain to come out. There's going to be more give and take, and I suspect that you're going to see a big difference, a stark difference between his specific answers and those rhetorical answers of Barack Obama. I think that's what has to be done. John McCain, let John McCain be John McCain, and the results will be good.
Mike Duncan is chairman of the Republican National Committee. At a recent rally, John McCain actually took the microphone away from a woman who called Barack Obama an Arab and said, no, he's a decent man, he's an American citizen, we just disagree on the issues. What's your reaction to the tenor of some of the recent Republican rallies, people screaming, kill him and off with his head in reference to Barack Obama, and also your reaction to John McCain's move to sort of pull back from that and calm the crowd down a little bit?
Well, my reaction to John McCain taking it back and correcting the lady, the woman, is that I'm not surprised. The very first day he became the nominee of the party, the presumptive nominee, he and I sat in this office where I am today and talked about running a respectful campaign and what we needed to do for America. So I totally understand where he's coming from. Race cannot be part of this particular political engagement. This is a leadership contest. This is about the leadership of the free world, the highest elected office in the world, and it's on ideas. It's about big ideas. Now, is associations and character part of that? Sure. Is it legitimate to ask about Tony Resco, who did the sweetheart deal for Barack Obama to get his home in Chicago? Yes. Is it legitimate to talk about William Ayers, who has been one of his friends and on two boards with him, and they've been in each other's homes? Is that legitimate to talk about? Absolutely it is, because it goes to this whole idea of judgment. Does Barack Obama have the experience it's necessary, which brings the judgment to be the leader of the free world. And I think that's the difference. But as far as race baiting and crossing that line, we don't need to be doing that. There's no room for that in American politics.
Well, last question. I know you're busy and we want to let you go. The last question would be, let's pull back a little bit, see the forest for the trees here. Americans are going to go into the voting booth 3 weeks from tomorrow, make a lot of decisions here in the 5th District in Virginia. We're choosing a congressman, a new Virginia senator, and a president. Why vote Republican this year, just in all the races?
Well, the Republican Party is the time-honored principle of party that understands lower taxes. And in an economic downturn, a recession, the party that understands that is the party that can help get people back to work and create jobs. The Republican Party understands individual responsibility, whether it's the Second Amendment right or it's appointing people to the federal bench that will not legislate from the bench. The Republican Party stands for the principle of a strong national defense. And in a troubled world, particularly during an economic time of crisis, at home, we have to be on guard against the enemies who want to change our way of life. So the principles of the Republican Party, I believe, match up extremely well with the people of Virginia.
Mike Duncan is chairman of the Republican National Committee. Mike, it's been an honor to have you on the program. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I hope to talk to you again.
Absolutely. We'll do it again. Thanks so much.